7 Mile. I can't remember how close to Woodward it was, but it seemed like it was maybe John R. and 7 Mile, somewhere in that area, like between John R. and Woodward on 7. It was like a lot of these places that it felt like they were not really used to having our type of bands or music there, and they were just kind of giving it a, just giving it a shot. And there would often not be many people there, but there would be great music happening. And like what I remember about at least one of the times we played at the Aruba Palace, I don't know if it was more than once that we played there, but I do remember Diana Balton's parents being in the audience, and her mother, who's still with us, tells a story of how her father, Diana's father, turned to the mother and said, "Paid for piano lessons all these years for this?" And it was probably a shock to them to hear the music we were playing after paying for her to have lessons from Bess Bonnier and have classical piano lessons. But they were always very supportive, and Diana was such a great person who always was very close with her family that I could never imagine bringing my parents to any of our shows, or I don't know if any of the other members did, but she would often invite her parents, and they would often show up to things that the band was doing, and they would let us play in their basement to rehearse and things like that. So that's one of the things I remember about the Aruba Palace is, yeah, it was that area. And it felt like kind of a large, maybe for us, a larger space than Bookies or where we had been previously, but I may be wrong about that. And just, yeah, for us, it was just a thrill to be on stage and have like, real amplification and PA systems and things like that. But I don't remember them ever being really very crowded. Although I think Bookies, we usually got pretty decent crowds, and that helped us to kind of get the gigs that we did. Since from that point, was that we did well at places like Bookies.